Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. This episode is brought to you by my new community called The Tribe for Moms. Right now, I am welcoming founding moms into my new community. If you would like to become a founding mom and find out more information, please visit www.thetribeformoms.com. Registration closes on June 1st, so visit now. Welcome to Parenting Through the Coronavirus Pandemic. Welcome. Today, I called today's discussion, sometimes parenting can feel like stepping on thin ice. Last week, in one of my sessions with one of my parents, I was talking with her about a situation that occurred in her home with her child, and she was trying to figure out how to navigate when she realized that she was kind of tripped over and into a tense interaction with her child, how to unwind that. And I said something to her and she said, "Oh my gosh, that's really good. You should write it down." So I decided that I would share it with all of you here. So I likened a situation like that in parenting to stepping on thin ice. Imagine you're out walking on a trail or near the water's edge, and you try to step, you either intentionally or unknowingly step on a bit of frozen water or a frozen pond, and suddenly you realize the ice is thin and it's starting to crack under your feet. How would you get out of that situation? Well, I know one thing you wouldn't do. You wouldn't jump up and down. You probably wouldn't try to run as fast as you can because your heavy footsteps would likely crack the ice worse and you would fall in. What you would probably do is very carefully try to step very gently to get back onto firm ground or firm footing. So you might backtrack and retrace your steps if that ice that you stepped on already isn't cracked, or you might try to carefully and gently go forward, being mindful of how gently you step now that you know you're on thin ice. And this is a very, very accurate analogy to parenting, because sometimes you can be talking to your child or in having an interaction with your child, and then suddenly you realize that you're in a very tense interaction. Either something that they have done that has triggered you and now you're angry and upset, or they're angry and upset, either with you or with something else. Maybe they're having a temper tantrum. Maybe something happened at school. Maybe you guys are in an argument or a power struggle. How you proceed when you are in a tense interaction with your child like that is really, really important. And you have a lot of influence in how that situation unfolds moving forward. You can, as we say, throw gasoline onto the fire. You can dig your heels in. You can raise your voice. You can issue punishments and threats. You can send your child to their room. You can do any of these kinds of things. But that's going to be akin to jumping on the thin ice that you're already standing on. On the other hand, you could tread very carefully to try to get out of this thin ice and not fall through into the cold water below. And maybe you could check in with yourself, notice that you're triggered, and see what you can do to calm yourself down before you proceed further with your child. So perhaps messes are a trigger for you, and maybe your child just made a mess accidentally or on purpose or as a result of whatever they were doing. And your instinct, you feel triggered and you feel angry, and your instinct is to yell and complain about it. Or yell at your child, right? How could you? How could you be so careless? What were you thinking? Why did you make that mess? But that's only going to make the ice between you thinner. On the other hand, you could realize that you are getting up, you're feeling very upset about the mess that just happened. But you also don't want to make it worse or make this situation come between you and your child. So before you speak to them or yell out to them, you could take a deep breath. You could notice that you're triggered and take a deep breath. Maybe close your eyes, maybe walk out of the room, collect yourself, come back in. These are all akin to treading very carefully when you're on thin ice. And this is how you can, this is kind of an analogy you can use when you're trying to navigate a situation with your child. Sometimes a blow up will happen, an interaction will happen. You'll find yourself in an argument or a power struggle, and afterwards you'll have trouble understanding how it even got that bad that fast. How did that interaction blow up so quickly? When we're triggered and we're not being careful and mindful and checking in with ourselves and noticing when we're upset, noticing when our child is upset, noticing when we're both upset, then we can quickly make the situation worse if we're not being careful and mindful. But if we're being careful and mindful, we can kind of take it down a notch, calm things down, and proceed with caution, the same way you would do if you were on thin ice. Yesterday, my 17-year-old came downstairs, and everything I said to him over the course of a few minutes, he was jumping all over me. He was testy, he was grouchy, he was irritable, way more so than normal. And so rather than, I've been doing this work for a long time, so I didn't immediately get triggered by his grouchy attitude. I knew that something was clearly bothering him. So I did not get triggered. But if I had gotten triggered, I would have tried to remember to take a deep breath and calm down before I speak to him about his attitude. So I wasn't triggered, but I realized that something was really under his skin. So I said to him, "Wow, you clearly seem very upset. What's got you so bothered today?" And he said, "Because the governor canceled schools this morning. You should know why I'm upset." And I didn't even know yet that the governor had canceled schools. I hadn't seen or heard that announcement. No one had told me. And so he heard it from his classmates or friends, but I didn't know it. So I said, "Oh my gosh, are you serious?" And I immediately grabbed my phone and saw the headline. And I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry." And then we ended up speaking about that for a few minutes. And it's particularly hard for him because he's a senior. And so this was the final nail in the coffin. Up until yesterday, we were able to, he and I were working hard to hold on to some hope that they would get to go back to school, have the prom, have the graduation, have his volleyball season of his senior year. And with the governor's announcement, that really put the nail in that coffin. There's probably no prom. There's probably no graduation. There's definitely no senior volleyball season. And it's crushing and it's painful. And it's very sad for him. And he's really sad about it. So I talked to him for a few minutes and then, you know, allowed him to vent and complain and be sad and angry and irritated and resentful and all that stuff. And then at some point he said, I don't really want to talk about it. I just want to sit here in my room by myself. And talking to you about it is making me feel worse. And I applaud him for being able to articulate that. And I said, well, you know, I took a deep breath and I thought of my words in my head before I spoke. And I said, well, you know that I love you very much. And if there is, hi, Carmen, if there is anything I can do to help you, you know I will do it. I know that I can't make your school happen. I can't make you go back to school. I can't give you a volleyball season. I can't give you a prom. I can't give you graduation. But if there's any way at all I can help you to feel better, you know I'm here and I'll do anything for you. And then I walked out of his room and I left him alone for hours. So, and I had to sit with my own feelings and I had to think about how I had to be aware. I was very tuned into my experience of this. I felt very frustrated because my child was suffering. He was sad. He was grieving his senior year. And there wasn't a darn thing I could do to make it better for him. And I had, thank you, I had my own reaction. I had my own reactions and experience of it. I felt angry. I vented to my husband. I texted my friend and I said, I'm very angry at the government and I'm angry that we watched this march relentlessly around the globe and shut down countries left and right. And we didn't shut our country down. We acted like we're immune. It'll not shut down the United States. I mean, how could that ever happen? And so I feel like we shut down too slow and thus allowed the problem to fester and blow up more than it would have if we had been more proactive. And so I was venting and complaining about that. It's not fair. Maybe our kids would be back in school. Maybe he wouldn't miss out on all this stuff if we had just been more aggressive and proactive in the beginning. Then I complained to my husband about the school system and what are they going to do until the end of the school year. They're going to run out of material to teach. And I just really unloaded. And my husband was very supportive of me. And a lot of times when I talk to him about stuff, he will play devil's advocate and he drives me crazy and he knows it. And sometimes the devil's advocate approach is helpful because he helps me to see a situation from a different perspective than I was looking at it from. And it opens my eyes to things. And then sometimes it just irritates me and I don't feel open-minded to what he's suggesting. So when I was venting and ranting and raving to him yesterday, he sat there very quietly and I said, I know, you know, I was going on and on. I said, I know, I'm not even giving you a chance to speak, but the things I'm saying are very rhetorical. I don't even need you to comment. I just want you to sit here and listen. I don't need you to play devil's advocate. I don't want you to add any logic into how I'm feeling. I just want to be complaining and I want to have a pity party and that's that. And then he said, well, that's why I haven't been speaking. I have tried to be very quiet and not respond to the things you're saying and just let you get it off your chest. So if you want to keep doing that, great. If you want to be alone, I understand. I'll do that. If you want to talk about it later and have a conversation, we can do that. He was very, very understanding and very supportive of me. And then once I got it off of my chest, then I felt better. And then by the end of the evening, it was my youngest son's birthday yesterday. So by the end of the evening, we had a nice family dinner where we were all laughing and cracking up. And that was very fun and it felt really good. And then my three kids played Fortnite together on their phones and Xboxes. And my older son's mood was improving. And I had expressed, gotten all that frustration and sadness out of my system. And so by the end of the evening, we had taken a turn for the better. But I think it's really important when we see that our kids are in a volatile emotional state, that we're very careful and we pretend as if we recognize that we're stepping on thin ice and we have to be super careful. I was being super careful with my son when he was very upset about school being canceled. And then my husband was very careful with me. He was stepping on thin ice and he was very gentle and very careful with me so that he could hold the space for me to have my emotional reaction about things. And so we can use that metaphor really for whenever someone close to us is in a very intense, emotional, volatile, energetic state. We can be very careful with how we proceed so that we can support them in the best way that we can. So I hope that helps you. I have a feeling that during this quarantine, this period of really shutting down, closing in, having lots of extended time together without schedules, part of that is really good and it's a breath of fresh air, and part of it can get old. And so I imagine that there are many of you listening who may have realized that you were stepping on thin ice in a situation with your child, with your spouse, your significant other, whoever. And you can take this metaphor and use it as you go forward. When you realize you've stepped on thin ice and it's starting to crack under your feet, you can be very careful about how you proceed so they don't fall through. All right, that's what I wanted to share with you today. Hi, Carmen. It's great to see you. I'm glad that you could pop in and spend some time with me today. I hope you're doing well in this quarantine, and I hope you and your family are healthy and safe. Okay, that wraps up today's show. I'll be here same time tomorrow. Bye. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.